I gave out the second packet today. We'll see if we can do part of it, whole of it. We'll see what we can do today. Continuing in Yoni Shomek Ona, but still in the Kriya Satora mode. I'll probably read one more packet at least on Kriya Satora before we go to other avenues. So we were discussing whether Kriya Satora is a Chovas HaYochid or Chovas HaTzibur. As we said, the Gilas Esther, if you miss a word, you miss a letter, you're finished. Right? If you can't come to shul, you have to lane by yourself, or someone should come to lane for you. It's a Chovas HaYochid. You have to hear every single word, every single letter. But Kriyas HaTorah might just be a Chovas HaTzibur. As long as 10 people hear, and you didn't hear, you were in the bathroom, and then you came in late or something like that, or you, during the Aliyah, you went to the bathroom, and time you came back, they already were 5 psukim into the next Aliyah. So it's hard to say that you have to now go to a different shul. Pashas is, it's a Chovas HaTzibur. Another example I like to give you with Chovas HaTzibur is the following. This comes up a lot. You have to leave a wedding early. Who doesn't have to leave a wedding early? If you stay till the end of every wedding you go to, so young guys, their friends getting married, so they like to stay to the end. But the older people, can stay to the end to every wedding. So the vice said, you gotta get home. So what's the hetzer to leave? What's the hetzer to leave before Shavuot Brachos? So Rabbi Bari showed me, when I was visiting him in Har Nof, he took out a sefer, a Kadmon, I forget the name. That sefer points out that there's a Malkum Tzorech. Whereas you don't have to wait for benching Basar, you can even bench with 3. It's a Makom Tzorech. So he thought that would be the idea. But a Makom Tzorech, you don't have to bench with 3. Bench with 10. Or Rav Moshe has this tshuva about that if you have Kavana from the beginning that you're going to leave early, that's a good heter. So you're not mitzaref. Which I thought was a big chiddush, because basically he's saying that even though you're eating together with the people, but you have kavana that you're leaving early and I'm starved. It's hard to say, because the mice, if you're eating with them, you're eating with them. It's hard to say. I cannot say that I have kavana. This is not a table. It's a metzias. It's a table. So it's hard to say you're not mitzaref with them if you're eating with them and you're being mishtatev with them, but you're not mitzaref. Because the metzias says you are mitzaref. So, it was always a little bothersome. The sheet I liked the best was the tshuva of Rav Yonason Steif. You heard of Rav Yonason Steif? No. Oh, Ryan of Budapest. Correct. And then where did he go? He was Williamsburg. Adas Yireim. I was told. Veen, right. I was told that the whole shul was made. I think Rabbi Teichner told me this. The whole shul was made so he should have a rabbonis, because he was a big honor, like Rav Moshe Feinstein. These people who came from Europe, all they expected to have in life was to be a shamus in a shul. I told him, when I grew up, every shul had a rabbi, a shamus, and a chazan. The rabbi was the one who was the rabbi. The shamus is usually a European person who couldn't speak English so well, so he's not going to be the rabbi of the shul. He can give the sermons, a lot of times was a bigger talmid chacham than the rabbi, and he would learn with the balabatim in Yaakov between mitchamarim during the week, or kitzur shulchan aruch, or different limudim. That was the shamus, and then they had a chazan, a real cantor. So Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Yonason Eibsch, Rav Yonis and Steif, they were European Rabbonim, so when they came to America, all they thought they'd be able to do is be a Shabbos in a shul. So the Balabadim thought it was not lefi kvodo that Rav Yonis and Steif should be a Shabbos in a shul. So they made the shul, so he should be a Rav of a shul. Yeah. So he had a tshuva. He saw that it's like a, I think Rabbi Kodensberg quotes this in one of the pieces he wrote, the Beis Yitzchak, but or Mizrach, one of those. But it's a chovas hatzibur, that as long as there's 10 people who are going to be left over at the end, who are going to hear the Shabbat brachas, that's it. So when you leave, as long as you know that there'll be 10 people that will stay over, so it's not necessarily a chovas hayachid that you should hear the Shabbat brachas at the end of the. I think that's the pashup shah. I think that's the best svara to be makel, that it's a chovas hatzibur. So therefore, that would give you the heta to leave early. You want to say something, Max? No. Yosef Ometz. I think Yosef Ometz was the sefer Rav Abadi took out in Harnof to show me that tzara. That is a tzara. What? Not the chida. What was it? Yosef Ometz? What's it? Yeah. What was, is that the name?
Yeah,
who knew? Take out your phone. Tell me the name. Han? No? Han? Yosef Ometz? We haven't. Look into the YU catalog. No? Is it Yosef Ometz? There's a piece about it. Back at the Kibbutz Shabbos. Oh, what's his name? Han. I think that was the sefer. So what is it, Yosef Ometz? Yeah, Yosef Ometz. That was the sefer. I think everybody took it off the shelf, and he opened it up, and he showed me that piece, and we were talking about that in Harnof. So those are some of the good conversations we had in Harnof. Everybody liked it in Harnof. He liked it.
If
you want to stay, but I mean you don't need such grace to have tear.
You don't have to come to
Ramosha
bedroom, not being
yeah, right. The home is on the tzibur, so we have to make sure that there's a tzibur that stays for benching. Yeah. Oh, so that's what we're going to learn this sugya and see.
You have two mitzvahs here by a wedding, you have a mitzvah of shelo bracha, but you also have a mitzvah of benching with the minyan.
Yeah, so we measure with the minion, so that's Rav Abadi's Yosef Ometz. That he was Yosef Ometz is Mekel, but Mokum Tzorach, that you could just have three.
By regular benching, even if you're not at the wedding.
Yeah, Yosef Ometz wasn't necessarily talking about a wedding. He was talking about that you have to leave early, and for some reason you wouldn't work out to bench with 10, but you have a Tzorach, so you can bench with 3, that even though that's you're not supposed to do that, but a Mokum Tzorach was Mati then. That was the safer he took out off the shelf, the Yosef Ometz.
So what's considered Malkum Tzorach, and how far can we take that?
How far can we take it? So, you have to use your, like Rav Abadi says, you have to use your head. Yeah, look at this Gemara. Two lights at the bottom. Four... Three, five this is the Gemara that's the mystery of the world. Okay? Five words. Page one here. Rav Sheshesh Bahadir Ape Vigoris. Finished. He was in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. He would turn his back and he would learn. You know? Sounds like a yeshiva guy, you know. You know, very makvid, I'll tell you a story, very important. That a lot of times yeshiva boys don't give cover to Rabbanim. Rabbanim get up to speak or give a shir, and they're opening up a sefer. It's very not right. Yeah, it's not right. I'll tell you a story from the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim was at the Knesset Gedola, and it was a big gathering of, you know, people, big rabbanim speaking and things like that. And apparently where he's sitting, he couldn't even hear. But he made sure to close the sefer, so no one should say that he's learning when these rabbanim are speaking. You know, it's a big Musar Haskel. Never to, you want to think of learning, you can think of learning. You know, if you feel that you can't hear, you can't. But to have the sefer open and the rabbi is speaking, and I always tell my talmidim, you know, there's two parts to a Shabbos Shuvah Drasha and Shabbos Hagadol Drasha. There's a minute that the Rav should give it, and there's a minute for the people to come. Those are the two parts of the minute. And a lot of times, yeshiva boys say, oh, we'd rather learn, we're not going to come to the Shabbos HaGol Joshua, Shabbos Shuvah Joshua. There's a story from Rav Shlomo Zalman, that Rav Shlomo Zalman had a family simcha somewhere in Yerushalayim. It was further away in Yerushalayim. And they were going to put him up, so he didn't have to walk. But it was in Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos Shuvah. He insisted he had to come back because Rav Kulitz, who was the official Rav of Yerushalayim, after Rav Zolti, right? Rav Yitzchak Kulitz was the Rav of Yerushalayim. He was going to give the Shabbos HaGadol Joshua, Shabbos Shuvah Joshua, whatever. He says it's not right that he shouldn't be there. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman, no one's going to have a taina of Rav Shlomo Zalman, but you see, he thought that you have to give cover to. You have to give cover to the Rav, to come to the Shabbos HaGadol Joshua, Shabbos Shuvah Joshua, even if you think that it's not, you know, you're whatever. So, the Chafetz Chaim story, that's a good story. He shut the Sefer, and the Shlomo Zalman story. Those are two good stories to keep in mind.
The Yosef Holmes holds that I assume you hold only that if there are 20 people and you leave, there'll be 19. That's okay, but if there are 10, if you leave, there'll be 9, that's problematic.
He's saying in terms of your chova, you need to leave early, and for some reason you're not going to be able to get all 10 to answer.
Uh-huh.
So you can take
if you're the 10th, when you leave, you have left with 9, that's also okay.
No, because the other people say we'll stay till the end, but you have to leave.
I understand.
But you're saying if you're Megareya from there.
He,
I don't know if he speaks about that. He just says that your chiyuv to be in 10, you could forego your chiyuv to bench with 10, but makom tzorach, that you have to leave. Yeah, look it up. No, don't trust me. Look it up. That's why we have packets, but these are things that are just coming into my mind now. But you look in the fifth floor of the library in the Yosef Holmes. I once wrote a whole piece from the Yosef Holmes. He has a whole piece about davening Ma'ariv early on Friday night. The minute. You know who wrote had the piece on it? You know this person? Jacob Katz? You know Jacob Katz?
On the
Jacob Katz? But his famous thing was on the Shabbos Goy. Jacob Katz, you got to know Jacob Katz, or else I can't speak to you. Jacob Katz was a big historian. He was a Frum professor. Jacob Katz, he learned in Hungary. He learned in the old yeshivas in Hungary. You know what he's... and he wrote some famous books, but he was... He went to real yeshivas. He always says that in Hungary they had a different way of learning than Lithuania. The Hungarian way was to learn by sugya, sort of like the packet system a little bit, yeah. You know, even though I don't have so much Hungarian blood in me, I don't know if I have any Hungarian blood in me. My mother's a Sephardi, and my father's comes from near Brisk, so we're not exactly Hungarians. Hungarians have two things. They have the chandeliers and they're good cooks. That's what they say. Yeah, and have chandeliers.
Okay, how
do we
get on to the...
Oh, yeah, Jacob, yeah. So Jacob Katz was a big historian, and he learned. He went to, Rabbi Joshua Hoffman Zatzal told me, he used to say, see, so in Hungary they had sugyas, they learned by sugya. Not daf achar daf, they learned the sugya. Like that Satmar, they had the packets. It's sort of like a packet. They put together the whole sugya, and then you learned the sugya. So he says, Jacob Katz, that the sugyas that he learned in Hungary, he remembers. Because you learn something, you learn by sugya, you know, you get the whole topic in your head, you know. It's sort of like the packet system. In fact, in the library, they have the Satmar sugyas. And the Rebbe used to give a shiur on the sugya. So they had one seder for sugyas and one seder for, you know, geffes, you know, Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos. So he wrote a piece on being the Kabbal Shabbos early, Jacob's Katz, a famous piece. And early, they talk about even before Plag Mincha. So we'll talk about that. That's for the other shiur. That's for the weekday shiur. But so Jacob Katz has this. He quotes the Yosef Ometz in his piece there. That Tfilas Arvis was sure, so they were more makel to maybe even daven before the Zman. Tfilas Arvis was sure, so they were makabel to do it. They were makabel to do Tfilas Arvis. But then once they're makabel, you don't have to have all the chumras of, you know, that was the Yosef Ometz's thing about how they were daven early. And when they daven early, they daven early.
They daven Byron before Plag?
Look, the Truma Sadesh said they daven Ma'ariv 3 to 4 hours before Tzeis HaKachov. Now, I'm going to show you later in the packet that it could be that it was still after Plag. But others say, no, it means that they daven before Plag. And, yeah. Oh. So now the goods get back to the Gemara. Rav Sheshes in the middle of during Leivik, he would turn around and he's learning Daf Yomi. He's learning Rebbe Akiva Eiger. I don't know what he's learning. So how does he have a right to do that? So the simple pshat is that what? That's the Chovas HaTzibur. So Bereva. Probably if everyone would start doing that, but I guess not everyone was, and then Rav Yehuda asked me before, is it only if you learning Torah, and what if he would be reading the Morgan Journal or something, you know, be reading, like Rav Yehuda said, if it would be, and then in the Chumash HaTzibur, so then why do you have to not to be learning? So then you could say maybe like someone saying like it's a Rizoyan or Yaga discussed for maybe Yoda or Rizoyan, maybe Lisha should be learning even if you're not going to be doing that's the big question. How do you understand this Gemara? Rav Sheshes Mahadar Ape. Rav Sheshes Mahadar Ape. And why do you have to be Mahadar Ape? That was all Seraphim. Why didn't he just learn? He was blind. Does that have anything to do with it, that he was blind?
No, it's not. I don't think it made any sense. Just like nowadays, somebody learning would be reading a sacred text. Some of the people are doing this, and all the rest are not. Even also, those of the blind are going to go to students to learn about
them. But maybe he should just...
He didn't have a sacred ability, it's different.
So then why do you have to be Mahabharat Ape?
I'd probably just be like, to tell us that you
but from Fakir, to him it would have been easier just to look because he's blind, so then he didn't have a chumash open anyway, so he could just So obviously he must have been just thinking of learning. So it's a good thing. See, the question is like this. We have another Gemara. Take a look at Sota on page 2. Third line. Amar Rava Bar Rav Huna. Kevin Shadiktaf Sefer Torah Osir L'Saper. Afilu Medvar Halacha. Because once the Sefer Torah is Osir, is open rather, then you're not allowed to talk. Even Medvar Halacha. So even learn it. Shadema Mufisko Amdu Kolaam. When the Sefer Torah was open in the time of Ezra Nehemiah, Amdu Kolam, what does that Amdu mean? Ein Amid El Shtika. Shenema Vachalti Kolo Yidabu. Ki Amdu Lo Anu. Rav Rav Zera Omar Rav Chista Mihacha Va'ozne Kolam El Sefer HaTorah. So you have a Ferish Gemara that came to Shadiftach Sefer Torah Asa Masafir. Now you could say that means the Safir, the talk. Maybe Rav Sheshit wasn't talking, maybe he was just thinking. Was he talking Torah? Or he was just thinking Torah? That would be the simple answer. But this Gemara just says Asa Masafir. He can't talk. And Rav Sheshit, well, who says he was talking? But the only other question is, why was he Mahadar Akeh? Why do he means he turned around? Why do you have to do that? So let's learn the Tosfos. In the top. If Sheshit Mahadapi Megoris, we come here, I mean, in the Sota, might as well be the Kim Shisko, I'm Kevin Shiniftach, Sefer Torah, also a Thaf Rafael Dvar Halach. He's going to Hassan Ayyub Kovrab. So simple answer, over to what we just said. That if you're talking, you can't talk. This is condition of the Kofiyas HaTorah. That's the simple answer. That you can't speak and learn with somebody during Kriyas HaTorah. And Roshesh wasn't speaking and learning. He just, quietly, go, whatever, speaking.
But it's still verbal, though.
Right, quietly. Well, let's see. So why did he turn it back? V'hai v'tem mahadar ape v'rusa mashta avogav de mahadar ape shenirik v'mediach sefer Torah shaper dami. So it was still okay. It's a chiddush. And even though it's mahadar ape where it looks like it's disrespectful, it's okay. So why did he do that? V'hai mahadar ape v'shichavid yirsosom. So he can concentrate better. So let me ask you a question. Why did he just go home? So he's Mahapa'ape, so he could concentrate better. But he doesn't get Kriyas HaTorah. He's learned. He's not paying attention to Kriyas HaTorah. He's holding Rabbi Kivegas. He's holding Rabbi Kivegas, and they're reading about Avraham Avinu. You know? Right. So then what does he have to come to shul for? Maybe he has to come to shul for davening. But he's not, he doesn't want to, he doesn't seem too interested in Kriyas HaTorah.
I feel like the fact that he's there shows that he is there.
I don't know, I think it'd be better not to be there than to be there and to turn you back. It's like, is it better not to show up than to show up and have your Gemara open and turning you back to the, you know?
I wonder, meaning, that's why I'm saying that in shul, and Chayav Tzibur is on the Tzibur to make sure that there's a Torah Shayim.
Right.
So if the Tzibur is, then you're you're part of the Sefer, as part of the Sefer, you ain't the Sefer.
Yeah.
You're not in shul, and you never, yeah, you weren't ever included, but you never.
But you have never. But he's not from the Asar Shomer.
Yeah. Right. But isn't the way it works? That let's say there's 20 people in the shul, then there's a third. They have to just ensure that they're Asar Shomer. But then they even leave a guy the shul. They can leave the type of people that are listening to and aren't listening. As long as they ensure that they're Asar
Shomer.
But he's not from the Asar Shomer.
As long as you're part of people.
They have to, right, but they have to have Tem Shomim, so he's not insured. What is he doing to insure anything?
Meaning, if let's say someone will walk out of the room, he'd be...
I mean, he's just being there to be a backup, if in case you need. There was the only reason he's seeing that. He sees there are 50 people in shul, but most of them will be listening to Kriyas HaTorah. So he says, okay, so I see there are enough people, I'll just learn. I don't need to hear Kriyas HaTorah. That's what you say. If he'd be home...
If he wasn't thinking he'll be a backup, but if the mic said he's part of the receiver, if he wants to walk to the shul...
Yeah, but he doesn't... He's meaningless. Wrong. He's meaningless if he's not paying attention. Isn't he meaningless? I mean, look at me, this thing. I don't mean in general. I mean, look at me, this thing. Because he's not listening to... He's not from the Shomer. He's holding in the Rabbi Kivager. He's blind as... In other words, you texted everyone to come to Shir.
Yeah, and they ensured
that
they said, we're
going
to be listening, you go.
Right. Okay. So then why do you have to even be there? Then you could already go to Florida. You get to see him. You got the sky because you gathered everyone together. But you don't have to be there.
I thought we said last time that if you're not in the presence of whatever, then you can't even get the star of whatever it is. If I come in my apartment and I text everybody in order to get the Torah,
right.
I can't get the Torah because I'm not there.
Well, you helped gather the minions, so whatever's close you get for that, you get.
I wouldn't get the.
No, but you get Scar for helping the Seaborg, you know, the Kriyas HaTorah, but that you can do whether you're there or not.
Right. So
what do you have to be in shul? So the simple shot probably is that he was davening anyway. He had a daven shachris and musaf he wanted to be in shul for. So, but you have shachris and musaf, and then you have a big break of Kriyas HaTorah between. And he didn't want to lose that time. So during that time, he was learning. What about Kriyas HaTorah? So Kriyas HaTorah is a chayv on the tzibur.
So why was he allowed to have
it? To just concentrate better on his learning. Because he would go to the corner and he would concentrate. This way he blocked out everything else that was going on. Yeah, Avraham?
Maybe you don't have to say it's like either listening or not listening. Like if I need more long inspection. If he didn't,
So you're saying what? He's learning and listening?
Yeah.
And look what he says. Look at what he says. But listen what he says. Rav Sheshim had the apay begars. Then the Gemara says further, Omar anan bedidan, the inhu bedidhu. In other words, I'm doing my thing and they're doing their thing. For the Hamonam, they do Kriyas HaTorah. For me, I'm holding my Tzos and the Sivas. The people, Hamonam, they can listen to Kriyas HaTorah. I'm holding in, you know, Tzos and the Sivas. Anan bedidan, the inhu bedidhu. So it sounds like, right? So Tosa says that since he wasn't saying out loud, he didn't do anything wrong. and he was Mahadarape, Kadeshi Chaving Yersoso. So he should concentrate better. Let's see. Verav Alpha's cost of the Lochas Gadoz Mfarsha Dabke Sheisha Masora Chrini, as Yochel Lilmok. So he says the Halachas Gedolos, the Rif quotes the Halachas Gedolos that's talking about, this is what we assumed before, that you have to have 10 other people that are listening. And then you can learn. So for Ein Shem Asar Kim Hu, Lo. The Halachas Mayim Yishayu Shem Asar Belo Hu. Right? So that's what the, yeah, you want to see it inside, take a look in the Rif. I'll show it inside. What page is the riff? Do I have it here? Yeah, page 4. Look at page 4. So then he writes, this we're going to see Tosus quote this later. He says maybe Rav Sheshes was different because Tarasu Umnosu. Because Tarasu Umnosu means you're constantly learning. Constantly learning. So if you're constantly learning, then you have haterim, means you don't waste a second. It doesn't mean you're just a kolol. It means, but then you take breaks and things like that. It means you're constantly learning 24/7. So then you have certain haterim. So he says, so he doesn't have to listen to Kriyas Torah. Well, Horus la'odom shashoel. If he saw all the forest of Isur, the Amorah came to the Mutor, so the Zabra filmed Dwar Halacha. So it's a special heter for Rav Sheshes that was Tarasu Umnosu. But that's Tosus Tosus. Let's take a look back at Tosus on page 1. The Ote is Rav Vashishadi Rav Sheshes Tarasu Umnosu. So it's mistaber like that, Terence. But that's what he means. Anan b'didan, they do b'didu. I do my thing, they do their thing. But some Tarasu Umnasa. So then, if Tarasu Umnasa, you have certain p'turim. And then the other thing, I should have xeroxed the next page. You have a Gemara Brachas? I have it right here. No problem. If you have it here, you can take a look. These mepharshim dafkar of sheshes hayamutim b'nishay asagi nohar. If you look on Dal Lamed Beis, this is Dal Lamed Beis. It says that Rav Sheshes was blind. Tloyam mechuy b'kriyas haTorah. That's another pshat. That his dafkar only he was able to do it because he was blind, and he didn't have a chiyuv of kriyas haTorah. Because you can't read the Torah if you can't see. So you're saying, based on what we said before, the Chov is Shmiah. So maybe, right, so maybe this is a right, not like that, according to this day, that the Chov is Taka Kriya. And if you can't be Korea, you know, maybe Taka is a Raya. I like what you're saying here. Maybe you bring a Raya from this day and the Rabbeinu Yonah. That it holds that a blind person is part of Kriya Satora, that the Chovatak is Kriya. We have a quick question. The verse that didn't do b'chsav yet to Yochel Omro al peh. But Adam Achas Shora v'chayv v'kriyas Torah also l'saper. I feel the Torah assumed also. But he said no. That maybe it's only a heter for Avshesus because he was either blind. There was the first head. He was saying he was mutter because he was Taras of Nasa. Now he's saying maybe his mutter was he was blind. Then the Rabbein Yonah says, the Mori HaRav, Shim Kodem, Shindiftach Sefer Torah, Chozer Ponov, Mara Atzmo, Shein Rotsa L'Shmo, Sefer Torah, El Likro, Masa L'Likro, Mutter, Afil, Chol Odom, Kevin, Shekvar Hizchil, B'mitzvah, B'tchilo, V'rosa, Anche Be'i Tekhnesa, Shekhova Atzmo, Likro, Eilu Posig, Shem Bavur, Sefer Torah. Then he says, the bigger Kiddush, I apologize that I didn't Xerox this part, this page. Yeah, this is the next page of Rabbeinu Yonah that I should have Xeroxed. We have Dalet Amral, this is on Dalet Amabes. So he says, no, anyone, if you started learning before Kriyas HaTorah began, then you're okay. Because you're Osig B'mitzvah. Of course, I'm always killed with Chiyam Eimel, Shum Adam, Afil Misha, Tarosum Nosol, Nasabir, B'shaminyan. So you maskil the mitzvah mitchila, then so that's it's also very difficult. All these tevuchim seem to be very difficult because why? Well, you said who says a blind person is parted from Kriyas HaTorah to mitzvah Shmir? Right, that's what he said. Rabbi Shochet said that. Yeah, well, Bach. So Bach can give a different terrace to this kasha. So you see, the way the Riff is saying is there's nothing special about Rav Sheshes. That's the Pashup Shark, because the Gemara should have said Rav Sheshes is different because of such and such. This is all in the Rishonim. But the Gemara just says Rav Sheshes Mahad Amape. So the easiest parents would be that since he was a minion without him, that's why he was. Not because he's blind, not because he's Taras of Nosso, not because he was Koveya. It was because it was a call of a Tzibor. Call of a Tzibor, you have to have people love him. It was okay.
No, but this is aren't the Galatians the next couple words on the
As a mechok, as when a sum is chayiv in mitzvahs or pantim in a mitzvahs.
Because the three days pantim,
and then this entire thing
is just kind of thrown out.
Okay, when
the
pantim,
so
it goes
to the
mat. Right. Right. So this could be assuming that he's chayiv. Pashtra is in shul, right? And we said before, why did he come to shul for? He should have just stayed home.
So he couldn't die.
What? Right, so the question is, these things are all true, but the question is, which things really impacted the halakha here? The fact that he was blind, the fact that he was Taras of Nosso, or none of these things? It was just that he held him as a chovas tzibur, and he wanted to come to shul because he wanted to daven shachris and musaf. But then he didn't want to have the break of Kriyas HaTorah, so he said, "Do Kriyas HaTorah, I'll learn." So take a look.
Even if you say that all these conditions, you should never elevate Tarsha Balpeh over on the above Tarsha Bazaar.
Who says?
What?
Who says? All the yeshivas do that. What does that
mean? Without Tarsha Bazaar, you wouldn't have Tarsha Balpeh.
Right, without Tarsha Balpeh, we would have Tarsha Bazaar.
Oh, okay.
Oh. So let's look in Shulchan Aruch and Shulchan Aruch on page 5.
I promise you always have to put a part of Mishnah. You can't put Mishnah on top of the promise. Right?
That's what you say.
I'm
corrected. maybe the Aruch HaShulchan says Bezman Hazeh that it's all printed. There's no halachas of putting one on top of the other.
Initially, the point is Lamaisa putting on top of the Torah, let's say.
Right.
So.
Right, because the Torah has a greater kedusha. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true, but I'm saying Bezman Hazeh, it might not apply. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. That we have the fuss. So then there's the... Kevin Shehizkil HaKorei Halacha Bey, page 5, Kuf Mem Vav Beis. Kevin Shehizkil HaKorei Likras B'Sevi Torah, Osu L'Saper, Afil B'Divrei Torah. Afil B'Gavra L'Gavra. Afil Im Hishlim Hu HaParsha. Yesh matir ligros, blachash. So some say you could learn, and that's mashma. Anybody, because yesh matir ligros is based on Rav Sheshes, and that's assuming Rav Sheshes didn't have any different halakhic status than anyone else. As long as you're not bothering your fellow Jew, you could learn. I'm not saying we pass it like this. Don't come away with. Rez Hashem, next week we have to continue with this packet, and we'll see more about it. So we're not here to make any conclusions as of yet. If you have 10 people who are listening, the Sefer Torah, Mutar L'Saper, even to talk, Mutar L'Saper, B'Divrei Torah. V'yesh Matir L'Misha Turaso L'Doso, now page 7. V'yesh matir l'misha kodim sh'niftach sefer Torah machzeh panav v'mar atzmo sh'ein roa rotzeh l'shmod sefer Torah al likros maske likros. But if you show that that you will convey yourself to learn, so it's like you're already starting another mitzvah, so you don't have to stop for this mitzvah. So he's saying that's what Rabbi Yonis is saying, Yidafki Mahadapi, to show that you already convey yourself to learn. So when you convey yourself, you're involved in another mitzvah, so you're not mechuyev to hear Kriyas HaTorah. But he's not even being a shomea. No. He's not paying attention.
As long as you know the parsha, know it well, get the knowledge
of what's going on, then you're no aspect. If you want to learn, and you, so he's explaining, I guess he's quoting the Rabbi Yonah, that once you show yourself that you're not part of it, then you're not part of it. And then you could do what you want. You can't be, no, but it has to be Dafka Torah, because then you're also a mitzvah. It can't be I'm reading some novel, you know. Oh, so I can't. No, it's a din because you started learning Torah, and therefore you're like always a mitzvah, part of a mitzvah. So you have to show the oilam that some people shouldn't think you're doing something wrong. That you're already, you know, in the quarter from before. You're already involved from before, and then. It's not a problem. Yeah, so it's sort of like you shouldn't be a Marisayan, that you're doing something wrong. Look how Shnai Mikra Vechatagum Shas Kriyas HaTorah Shari. You can be Marvin Sedra. So does that mean you're holding it the same pasuk that they're holding with? Likros shnayim vikav echad tagim b'shas kriyas haTorah. Sharu. So what do you think? Maybe not, right. Maybe it just means you're being cautious. I make a rechatagum even. Well, you have to read the same pasuk as they're reading. But you can't, because you're gonna, you have to write Shnai Mikra. So how are you going to have a. Right, he's saying you can do the whole thing. Right, and he's not talking about the shul that they do targum. He's not talking about that. Unless you want to say he's talking about a shul that they have a miturgimah. And he's doing the echad targum during the miturgimah. The Taimani. The West Side Institutional, in West Side, they have a Taimani minyan there. And they do targum. The Kriyas HaTorah take forever. Yeah, you've been there?
No, I was in Rosh Hashanah.
Right, that's the Rabbi Yonah. Mar Atzma Sheina wrote on the Shmo Sefer Torah, and the Likros, the Maske Likros is fine. Likros Shai Mikvech Atayim Shas Kriyas HaTorah Shari. Called the Edo Indian the Parsha Zohar Parsha Sparah. Shein Basar Mi Darai Shet Zohar Chacham in the Shabbat Mi Piyah Kori. Because Parshas, but it's Mashmah than anything else besides Parah and Zohar, basically, you don't have to listen. Again, I'm not here that you should walk out today and not listen. You know, Rabbi Fadi has a whole shoe here, so he's not happy people do that. So let's just take it step by step. So don't make any conclusions yet. You know, but next time we continue the share will be after next Sunday. So still you should listen to Kriyas HaTorah. But
the point that we're speaking here today, what we're supposed to do also. Anyway, I'm not sure. The whole parsha is the role of tax is the role of having time to solve the care problem. Because really the only thing you have to listen to is Zohar Parah. But it's enough and proper that you should listen to every Shabbos to the Torah. But that's a very interesting thing. That it was just Vanochel. If you're doing it already, you might as well... It doesn't say it's like Chiyo, it doesn't say it's... Yes. I feel like it's decisive. Let's go. Let's see what that goes with. That means if you're doing Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, then you can do that in the middle of laning, even if there's not 10 people listening. Right. So that's a Truma Sadesha. It's called a Truma Sadesha. That's a Bechidish. Since you're also for also Indian, because you're learning from the Kiveg, you're not learning from the Indian of that parsha, so then you're included to the text. But Shalom, Machmir, I feel the same, how does it become a Chumash? It's true. But the Moshe Chosu don't only close for Lachashim, Hashat, Yev Shalom, Tavim, Ishmael. And others say you should read along with the Shats. But like Ruby said, when the Shulchan Aruch is talking about it, it's talking about they're holding Revi and you're holding by Shani, you know? It's not like you're synchronizing yourself. But as long as there are 10 people that are involved in Parshas Lechakah or whatever Parshas are holding, then in other words, if you want to learn Rabbi Kiva Eger, so then you need 10 people listening. But if you want to do Shai Mechav and Echad Targum, then you can be counted as one of the 10. You don't need 10 audiences.
The idea is knowing
that. Yeah. I mean, this halacha, like, you know, took a whole new, idea for what the Hebrew's obligation is in Kriyas HaTorah. But the simple shot, as I point out, is that you see from here, it's a Chovah HaTzibah. He can't do this by Megillah Esther, right? He can't be learning the Sefer Megillah while they're reading Megillah Esther, you know, he won't be Otsi. No. That's only...
If you have 10 people listening.
Yes. But the biggest chiddush is that you can be osing in the Parsha,
right,
and do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, and you'll be counted as one of the 10.
Right. But to talk with on Parsha Shabbat, to talk to someone about, that day, if you're one of the 10, you can't do that.
Right, yeah. Well, we'll just come back next week before we say what's the halakha now.
Didn't my Avraham, he had all 10 shaymen, all 9 shaymen.
Doing shaymen.
The rest of the shul's all doing the good anger, and just one person come out.
In other words, you need at least a row. But it says, Leka Yud the Tzaisi. So do you need any Tzaisi? So you have to look that up in the Truma Sadesha.
Well, I'm saying it doesn't have to be 10 that are listening, maybe it could be all 10 that are listening.
But maybe you need at least a robe that are listening.
Yeah. What does robe do?
A robe of Kukulo.
What?
Maybe
robe of Kukulo.
Yeah, we have to see the Truma Sadesha. Yeah. Okay. How about that? As I said, next week we'll continue on this interesting topic.